Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know, you were always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with Luke Burbank.
Hello.
And coming up, the death of a hip-hop artist's mom. But first, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There's been an explosion today in the capital city of the Philippines. According to local reports, the blast rocked one of the entrances to the Philippine House of Representatives in Manila, injuring at least 8 people, including 2 lawmakers. The explosion destroyed the ceiling of the south entrance to the complex as members of the lower house were leaving for the day. Philippine leaders are condemning the blast. Police have not said what caused the explosion. Over to Iraq now, where Turkish helicopter gunships have waged an attack across the border in northern Iraq. It's the first such airstrike since border tensions have escalated in recent months. It's also the first major Turkish action against Kurdish rebels since the Turkish prime minister met President Bush in Washington earlier this month. Turkish military officials say the airstrikes occurred before dawn on abandoned villages near Zaku, an Iraqi Kurdish town near the border with Turkey. The United States and Iraq have pressured Turkey to avoid a large-scale attack on Kurdish guerrilla bases in northern Iraq. A series of hit-and-run attacks by Kurdish rebels has left nearly 50 dead, mostly Turkish soldiers, since late September. And cleanup efforts in the San Francisco Bay Area continue today as volunteers try to remove oil from the spill last week involving the cargo ship that hit the Bay Bridge. That was the sound of waves at San Francisco's Ocean Beach, by the way. Here's Bay Area resident Agnes Bernstein, who is out doing her part.
I think everybody who lives in San Francisco has a duty to come out here and clean their home. I mean, this is our house.
The investigation into the incident is also pressing forward. A lawyer for the ship pilot said his client didn't immediately realize the severity of the crash that led to the leak. Captain John Cota was helming the cargo ship when it struck a bridge support last week, opening a 90-foot gash in the hull that dumped 58,000 gallons into the bay. Investigators are focusing on problems involving management and communication between the officers on the ship's bridge at the time. And thousands of miles away on the Black Sea coast, officials there are trying to deal with their own massive oil spill. The Russian Prime Minister Viktor Zubkov today flew to the area to oversee cleanup efforts of the oil slick that's coated beaches and injured scores of seabirds. Officials said 2,000 tons of heavy fuel oil has now leaked out of a tanker, which broke up in a phenomenal storm on Sunday. The high winds and waves also sunk other ships in the area and drowned at least 3 seamen. Heavy equipment was sent to the affected areas to clean up the oil, but cleanup plans were delayed because of a new storm warning. The weather has also grounded helicopters searching for 5 seamen who are still missing after the storm. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome.